Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
My whole life, I've been told this one story about my family, about how my great-great-grandmother was killed by the mafia back in Sicily. I was never sure if it was true, so I decided to find out. And even though my Uncle Jimmy told me I'd only be making the vendetta worse, I'm going to Sicily anyway. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Will Friedle, huge round of applause, San Francisco.
Thanks for coming so early on a Sunday morning to I Hear Voices. Unfortunately, Christy is not here. But we're really excited for a number of reasons. One, because everybody's packing up here, and because the idea that everybody gets to be a voiceover actor is really exciting to me. So I'm going to start by... You know, we've talked about this on the podcast quite a bit, but we're really starting to announce the super awesome contest to become the next big voice actor. So if you listen to I Hear Voices, we have partnered with iHeart, and we are doing a straight up American Idol style search for the next big voiceover actor in the country. Unfortunately, we couldn't get an awesome voiceover actor to sit with us today and talk as our guest. We are stuck with some guy named Steve. I don't know anything about him, frankly. They threw him on me yesterday. They're like, what do you think of Steve? And I'm like, who's Steve Berg? Yes, I am going to bring up our guest because he's pretty awesome and an old and close friend of mine and a multi Guinness Book of World Record holder. That's the truth, and we will get into that. So can you please help me welcome the amazing Steve Bloom?
I love that you said that they threw me on you.
They did, yeah.
Like right. That was a bad thing. And it isn't the first time, by the way. So
I was trying to, first of all, welcome.
Thank you.
You are here for two wonderful reasons, because the live shows are awesome. You're going to get to see everybody and their incredible voices.
And I have nowhere else to go.
You have nowhere else to go. Yeah. So it's like you get these amazing things to come and join us. Okay. I was trying to figure out last night, do you remember the first time we actually met?
I think it was, you were pole dancing?
Yep, correct.
I had,
do you remember the name of the place?
It was Wheezy's.
It was. Good memory.
And that's the sound he makes on a pole, which is really odd.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
I am the out of shape pole dancer.
I don't know where we met. I do know where it was. It was on a Transformers thing.
It was.
We were at Mark Grau's studio.
Yep. With your son.
With my son.
Who came, and I think we were watching. They, like, for some reason, you and I had to both watch a Transformers thing we did to then jump into the next thing. It was weird.
Yes.
And we like screened something. And I remember just trying to keep it cool because I was such a fan of yours. That it was just like, no, man, it's whatever. I'm hanging out with Steve.
Oh, my God.
Like, it's just totally... Well, you were Starscream, first of all.
Yes.
Which is the greatest thing... In arguably the greatest Transformers since Gen 1, which is Prime.
Yes.
Don't break the table.
I'm trying not to.
We're renting.
I was excited there.
So, yeah, this is all a rental. So, okay. Well, we're going to get into Transformers. We're going to get into Wolverine. We're going to get into all the amazing things you've done. But I want to take it back to the beginning. How did you realize this is what you wanted to do?
I didn't know. Before I do that, though, I have to tell you that when me and my son encountered him, he was Bumblebee. He was speaking Bumblebee.
It was weird, right?
It was so exciting for both of us. Well, I had known your history anyway, so I was super excited. And I'm a fan of yours.
Yeah, you were also a regular at Wheezy's.
But I was trying to hold it together in that
moment.
And so was my son didn't hold it together, as I recall, Anyway, that was amazing.
And that's cool.
And our relationship has blossomed
since
then.
Well, we're D&D buddies. We'll get into all that later.
Yes. No, I had no idea that I was going to do this.
Really?
I didn't even think it was a viable job, and neither did my parents. And they still didn't for many, many years until I brought them to some convention, and I was on stage, and my dad was asking my sister why all these people were there. Because they're not there to see him, are they? She said, yeah, Dad, shut up and watch. It was great. But I did it for fun. I did it for fun for years and years and years. I was playing in an R&B band, and that's what I wanted to do.
So you wanted to be a musician? You didn't want to be an actor at all?
Oh, not at all.
Really?
I hated the whole idea of acting. I worked at a film studio for my day job, and everybody at the studio wanted to be an actor.
Right.
And the head of the mailroom where I was working, his name was Victor Garcia, he was casting a Japanimation program, and he just needed bodies in the room to audition for this thing. Nobody knew how to do it back then. And he knew that I had the deepest voice in the mailroom, and he needed somebody who could roar, which I did all the time. So he brought me into a studio on the weekend, and the only reason I showed up is because he gave me free pizza.
Are you kidding me?
That's literally the only reason I showed up. I had no intention. I had no desire to do this stuff. But once I saw what they were doing, I thought, oh, this is kind of fun. And
how old were you at this point?
I was, in my 20s, I guess. Okay. Probably late 20s, maybe early 30s, something like that.
So this might be a first on I Hear Voices, because normally the guests that we have on are like, oh, I didn't think I was going to be a voiceover actor. I thought I was just going to be a regular actor.
Oh, no.
Or I was going to be on camera. And you, no desire to be an actor whatsoever.
No desire. I didn't even know I was acting until many, many years later. We did Cowboy Bebop, and seriously, I didn't know. I just did it because it was fun. I didn't even know I was acting. I swear, I would go into the studio and I'd be the idiot who'd just be going up to the microphone going, and I could do that, and I could match the movements on screen, but I didn't know that was considered to be acting. And then it wasn't until later on, we did Cowboy Bebop, nobody really cared at first, and then finally, years later, Mary Elizabeth McGlinton, my wife, who directed Cowboy Bebop.
My D&D wife.
Yes, his D&D wife.
So let's be honest.
It's
here.
A thing.
Yeah.
It's a little bit of a triad going on, but mostly that.
Yeah. They're actually in love. I have to roll for love. It's a big difference.
He does. Yeah. He does. But he always rolls 20s every single time. It's loaded Fridell dice. Fridice.
The Fridice. Yeah, I like it. We're hashtagging that. We're also hashtagging I didn't know I was acting, which is the t-shirt that I want to get.
It's true. It's really true, though. So we were sitting on a stage, not unlike this, with a whole bunch of people doing some panel about Bebop. And everybody on the stage was a trained actor. They'd all gone to school for it. They'd done theater. They'd done film. And so it came to me, and they were talking about our origin stories. And I said, well, I'm not really an actor. I just kind of fell into this accidentally, and I don't know what I'm doing. And Mary just goes, stop. She goes, what the hell do you think you've been doing for the last 10 years, you idiot? And that was the beginning of our relationship. It was, oh my God, it was amazing. So it didn't occur to me that voice acting was acting until much later on.
Wow.
Yeah, and I just did it because it was fun. It was the only thing I really enjoyed doing. Everything else in my life sucked.
So apparently the band wasn't any good.
No, the band wasn't good. I was the only one with the job, so I had to, it was all pay to play back then. We were playing the Troubadour and the Roxy and all those places, but we had to pay in advance. We had to buy all the tickets in advance and then try to sell them.
Oh, man.
And we'd go door to door selling the tickets. Ugh. But I was the guy who had to put up all the money. I had the truck, so I had to haul all the equipment. It was terrible. It was just terrible. Our music wasn't really good.
No.
We're the only R&B band in town at that time. It was all hair and heavy metal bands. So we got our equipment sabotaged, and people hated us because we had a better draw, because we were better at knocking on doors. And it was ridiculous. It was fun when we were on stage, but that was the only time. So glad I gave it up.
How many of the first projects that you did were just like noises, like you just said, like you kind of were just, well, and here's some pizza.
Actually, I've done that on pretty much every job, but everything since. That very first job, it was called the Guyver. It was a Japanimation program, an anime back then. And I came in doing creature voices at first, but I was able to match the lip flaps and I showed up. And so they eventually gave me speaking roles, and I ended up playing the main bad guy on that show.
And did you love it right away? Even though you didn't know you were acting, did you enjoy what you were doing?
It. Okay. I thought, oh my God, people get paid for this?
Okay.
Besides the pizza?
Right.
They actually paid us by the line. They paid us $7 a line back then, which is...
So you want to be the lead in the... Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And I didn't have to memorize anything, which is... that's still a mystery to me. I don't know how he does this. I don't know how any on-camera actor or theater person does that. I have no memory for that sort of thing. So if I see a line, I can hold on to it for a couple seconds, and then I have to spit it out and get rid of it.
But which is so odd, because when we play D&D, you remember everything, like our whole campaign stuff you were doing?
Oh, no, I
really?
Did not.
Yes,
I had
you did.
Copious notes.
Did you? Okay.
Copious
you
notes.
You faked that really well.
Oh, because I'm an actor.
I was going to say, much like the start of your career, you faked that very well.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Every family has skeletons in their closet. Mine certainly does. Ones that go back 100 years and reach thousands of miles back to our hometown in Sicily. Ever since I can remember, my relatives told the story of my great-great-grandmother who was killed by the mafia. I'm Joe Piazza, and in my new podcast, I'm taking on a generational vendetta, visiting the scene of the crime, confronting mafia experts, tracking down Italian officials, and even consulting mediums to set the record straight on my great-great-grandmother's mysterious disappearance. And in between the fact-finding missions, I'll be drinking a lot of wine and eating all of the pasta. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a 6-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last 2 decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So, okay, so then you were in, again, Japanimation. We're doing that because it's since become anime, and we're going to get into how anime has exploded.
Yeah.
When your first real Western-style animation, did you jump right into superhero stuff, or was it smaller stuff to start with?
I don't remember what the very first thing was. I think it started with video games for me.
Oh, okay.
So that was my gateway. I started with, what was that called? It was a LucasArts thing. I did a couple LucasArts things. There's a thing called The Dig. And a couple of the old games back then. And so that to
like,
me...
Like, how old? Like, were you the boop, boop, in Pong?
It was right after that.
Okay.
Literally
so you
right
just, you were the sound
so
of the... Boop, boop.
Yeah, the 1920s, I think,
okay,
30s
exactly,
maybe.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's yeah, just Pitfall, yeah, where the guy's just running one direction.
I got to play Pitfall Harry in the second incarnation, that once he started speaking. And
which is
when?
Like
was three, this? This is, I don't know. Is
like
there
Nintendo
anybody
days?
Who knows that game? Yeah.
No, nobody knows. Of course
it
not.
There was one person that knew Pitfall my version of Pitfall in like the last five conventions, so I don't know.
And it was probably the guy who wrote the game.
It probably was, yeah. And he was just thrilled that I showed up again. So
now, so when you, okay, we're going to start video games then, since you just started talking about video games. When you started in video games, was it, you got a script, you went, you read the script, that's all you had. You didn't have to cover every way the player might go. Had they jumped to that, the player is in charge, so you've got to record 9,000 possibilities, or were you still just, here's the script, record it for the video game?
I don't remember.
See,
I really don't remember.
This is what we were just talking about. This is a great interview, Steve, when you don't remember anything about
your
career.
No idea. No, we did have to cover stuff because there were efforts and reactions and that sort of thing in the original games. And the very first game I did, I can't remember what it was called right now, but I played a biker who was having a fist fight with another biker on the road at like 80 miles an hour. And so we had to do a lot of efforts and reactions for that. So we did do a full sound set for that sort of thing.
That's when there was still just the A and B button.
That's all there was.
That's when I liked video games.
Yeah,
they added the X button. I was out.
Me too.
Yeah,
exactly.
It's like too much.
That's
too
probably
much.
The last time I played.
Too much.
Frogger. I can handle Frogger.
Exactly. That kind of stuff is amazing. Okay, so then video games versus standard animation. Do you have one that you prefer?
I prefer standard animation. Okay. Original animation, just because. Well, it used to be that we could be in the same room together. Working, and I love that chemistry, and actors are funny, and it was fun, and there was an alchemy that happens in the room when you're working with another actor, as you know. But that said, video games was kind of my staple. I've done more video games than I've done anything else. That world record that you mentioned.
Isn't that one of your world records?
Most voices in video games, which was such a weird thing because I'm not a gamer. I didn't keep track of it. I had no idea that was happening.
Do you know how many it is?
I don't know how many it is
it's
right
now. It's like 400 something.
Is it now?
Yeah,
oh, I don't
think
know.
So. It's like 400 something, and you hold one of four Guinness Book of World Records.
That's what Gwen told me.
For
what are the other ones for?
I love other people telling you about your
That's
career.
That's Gwendolyn King right there, by the way, guys.
Did you? Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah,
one of them is like Wolverine
the
most
times. Most
times.
Most prolific.
Most obnoxious
male
person voice in voiceover.
Actor, worst memory of a voiceover actor ever.
Least pants worn in studio.
Yeah, most pizza eaten for jobs.
Yeah.
Now, here's my question, because apparently you didn't even know you were in the Guinness Book of World Records. So
no.
Guinness doesn't call you and go like, hey, you won something.
They did for the first one. But what they did was they called from England. They called my agent. And I had to sit with my agent for like 4 months going through my own IMDb to make sure that everything on there was correct, because I didn't know. As you know, when we're working on games or any projects, many times they code them, different code names and stuff.
Yeah.
And I don't play them, so I had no idea what they were called once they came out. And so somebody else posted that stuff on IMDb, and we had to go through, I guess I did that one. She had to call producers, and we had to actually verify every one of those.
That's insane.
And when they presented the award, they actually came out for, it was a video game conference. I forgot what it was called, a big one, though. Oh, E3.
Okay.
One of the very first E3s. And I wasn't invited to the con. They wanted to present it to me at the con, but it was all development people, whatever. I couldn't get a ticket to go to the con to accept my award.
Your own award for being the most prolific actor. Nice.
So I was working at Nickelodeon at the time. We were working on Legend of Korra, and they were so nice. It was, I think, our last recording session, and they let the Guinness people come there, and they were going to present the award in the studio, but they were running an hour and a half behind. So we're all sitting in the lobby just waiting for the studio to open up, and finally at one point they just said, well, we got to get to the convention, so on behalf of Guinness Records, here you go.
Wow.
Snapped the picture and ran off, and that was it.
Oh man, so
anticlimactic.
So you also got the award for most awards never actually given to you.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
which is great.
Exactly.
So yeah, that's
and the
cool.
Other three, they didn't contact me at all. I didn't even know until Gwen told
me. Yeah, because they're like, oh, Steve won again, I'm not going through that whole thing trying to give this guy an award again.
I'm not calling Nickelodeon and begging again.
That is so funny.
Out my welcome there.
Yeah. Okay, so I think one of the things people want to talk about, myself included, is Wolverine.
Yeah, bub.
So, so cool. Now, a lot of times in voiceover, you don't know who you're reading for. Like when I was, like you said, Bumblebee. Until the day they gave it to me, I thought I was reading for something called Blue Streak, because they didn't want anybody to know. Did you know you were going in and reading for Wolverine, or was it like, just come in and read for this thing?
No, the first time I played Wolverine was in a game, and it was X-Men Legends.
Okay.
And so for that incarnation of it, I knew it was Wolverine.
Okay.
And from that point forward, as they brought me back for each project, I had to read for it every single time I played Wolverine.
You had to audition
Every single time you played Wolverine, you won an award for the most times people have played Wolverine, you still had to audition for it?
Nobody cares.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's always a different production team, and everybody wants to put their own stamp on it, and so they want to make sure, first of all, that I can still do it because I'm old.
Yeah, that's a problem. Yeah. Well, in all fairness, Wolverine was like 170, wasn't he?
I know. Yes.
Yeah, see, that's what I mean, that's what I'm saying.
But he doesn't speak that way necessarily. Yeah. He sounds like he's still virile, that sort of thing. So they want to make sure I could at least fake that.
You've been faking virility for years.
I've been faking everything. Don't tell Mary. Don't tell Mary. Yeah.
Oh, that's so funny. You're not still auditioning to play Wolverine.
Yeah.
That's...
Yeah. No.
It's insane to me.
Yeah, I've auditioned for Wolverine 3 times in the last year. And I think somebody else has been booking Wolverine for certain things. Actually, Cal Dodd. Booked Wolverine for something.
Okay.
And I'm celebrating him because he was one of the originals.
Right.
Yeah.
But still, it's so weird to me that you still have to audition for the thing
care.
You kind of helped create.
No, I did not.
The persona, the voice, sure. There's like, you think of certain characters, God rest him, Kevin Conroy. I think of Batman, I hear Kevin. You know? Yeah, he's... So there are certain characters certain actors that are connected with characters. And when I'm reading a comic book or whatever, I hear you as Wolverine when I'm reading something.
Well,
you know?
Thank you for that.
So there are certain people that are identified. There's also that one book that said you did it the most. I forget because they didn't show up to hand it to you.
Yeah,
that's right, Guinness Book of World Records. Yeah. I guess it just shows the nature of the business, though, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't.
Yeah, I like having to prove myself constantly. And that's the life of a voice actor. We audition.
Yeah.
And then if we get the job, we're lucky. But the audition really is the job, and I've never deviated from that philosophy.
Well, that's
and I think
cool.
that served me really, really well. And there have been some things in the press lately with actors who have been replaced by other voice actors for various reasons, and they get this one in particular instance. I won't call it out, but in this one particular instance, this actor said publicly that I created this role. Well, no, you didn't.
No,
the person
yeah.
who created the role. We get to voice it, and we get to put our interpretation of it out there.
Sure.
But Wolverine is not my role.
I didn't
create it. So I'm just grateful every time they bring me in to do it.
That's an awesome philosophy to have.
You have to, or you go crazy.
I create all the roles I do.
I know you do. Well, you're the exception.
They're all mine.
You are the exception.
And anybody who does it after me is just bad.
Yeah.
I'll
fight them.
That's how I look at it.
I will fight them.
Even characters that were around way before I ever started to become an actor,
yes.
those are still mine.
I agree.
As far as I'm concerned.
I agree.
Yeah. That's how I am.
Yeah.
Okay, very good. Sorry. That's true.
If he takes over the role of Jesus, he is Jesus. That's it.
I created that.
That's it.
I created that.
That's it. You are my Jesus.
Well, that's interesting. Another hashtag
it's
of the
Sunday.
Day.
It's Sunday. We can be reverent in here. That's good.
Here's something I always like to... It's just... I'm getting off the Jesus thing as fast as possible. First of all, it never goes... The only good thing about this is that Christy is not here.
Thank God. Thank God. She'd just bring the room right down.
She would.
Low energy.
She's great. No, we miss Christy. But something I always like to ask, because then I want to get into why you think anime, for something that you've done a lot of, why it has exploded. But before we get into that, is there a role you would love to play that you haven't yet?
No.
For coming, Steve.
The only exception to that might be like on Studio Ghibli things or something like that. I've always wanted to work on one of those things. That would be really cool.
But a superhero that you've really wanted to do, or a villain you've wanted to play, or somebody you haven't gotten a shot at yet?
The only exception to that would have been Batman.
Okay.
But then I heard Kevin Conroy do Batman, and I've heard you do Batman, and it's like, oh, well... I can do a Batman, but it's not going to be the good Batman.
Well, nobody's Kevin. I always say that I had the easiest, the most difficult, easiest job in the world because I didn't have to play Bruce.
Yeah.
So I wasn't, it was like whatever I did, I was going to be the best Terry ever.
Yes.
You know, because nobody had ever done it before.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like you had to jump in and be Bruce. But
True.
Everybody puts their own spin on whatever they do. I mean, like Dietrich's Batman was phenomenal.
Yes.
And Roger Craig Smith's was terrible.
Yeah,
sucks.
Jesus, ugh.
Troy Baker, awful.
Sorry, I'm still getting Roger Craig Smith out of my nose.
Yeah, Roger Craig Smith is
here.
A bad actor and a terrible human being.
Yeah.
Is he in the room?
Yes.
He's probably here somewhere.
Just follow your nose.
There he is. He's waving in the back.
Roger Craig Smith is here, ladies and gentlemen.
He is there in the background. Yeah. We have another Batman here, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. The amazing Roger Craig Smith.
Okay, today you're my Batman, all right? Fine. Yes, you are.
Why not?
I created that role.
Why not both? Batman, Jesus.
Exactly. Oh, my.
Jazzman.
I don't even want to see the cosplay for Jazzman.
Yeah, no, oh, God. No, this could go so horribly wrong. Kids, cover your ears. It's going to go wrong. No.
Anime, very quickly, and then we are going to throw it to everybody because this is where the fun happens. I know that I have my theory that the pandemic kind of, for some reason, people were drawn to anime.
Yeah.
And it's just since exploded. Do you think that's what it is?
I think that's what it is because you need time to go through 700 episodes of Naruto.
That's the thing.
And
yes.
People finally had time.
That's what it is. It's all of a sudden. It's like, well, I've got 2 years. I might as well check something out.
Yeah, so people are rediscovering anime, and there are lots of anime that were re-released also, and Crunchyroll has put a whole bunch of stuff out there. So it's a lot more accessible. Mm-hmm. Than it was before. Plus, people were homebound, so they had nothing else to do. So,
do you prefer recording Western animation or anime?
Wow, that's a tough question. These days, it's almost the same thing because I record everything from home.
Right.
So, which is the way anime was always done before, is always not from home, but it was a solo experience. It was just us in the booth with a director and an engineer and maybe a couple people there, which is the way video games were. It's now the way most original animation is when we used to work in groups. So it's very similar experience. And I'm so used to dubbing.
I was going to say, are you still at your home studio? Are you still you're still matching the mouth flaps and everything, which is very interesting.
Pipe it through to me and I just match whatever's on
the screen. I always had a slightly difficult time with that. I did a video game back in the day and I remember they were dubbing it from Japanese to American. To English.
American.
To American. to English as we're kind of sitting in the room. And because somebody hadn't done it properly. And I remember sitting there at one time and the line was literally, I must take the golden sword to the ship because if I don't, the princess will die. And the Japanese was Nanda.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
That was it.
Yep.
And so they had to sit there because that was a mouth flap. It was one word. Yep. And it was like, how do you get that entire sentiment into one or two words? So you're the master.
Well,
of that,
Roger Craig Smith has mastered that, and he would do that as Nyar.
He would.
He's done his own vlogs about that sort of thing. That's where I learned everything.
I'm not familiar with
his work.
I learned
everything from Roger.
So yeah.
Everything.
Not familiar with anything. Well, thank you.
Well, I was a writer for years too in anime.
Were you? Really?
I did the script adaptation.
You must know how to make it work.
I did know how to make it work, and that's why I got hired a lot for anime because I was cheap and I would write these.
It doesn't get
that,
cheaper than pizza.
No, it doesn't get cheaper. Well, actually, it does. In the
just the crusts.
Let's talk about toppings, shall we? That's not cheese. Where did this go so awfully wrong?
It went awfully wrong when we met that first time doing Transformers.
I think so.
It's been downhill ever since.
We've been in that spiral, yeah.
Wow.
I'm so proud to share that space with you.
I know. It's brilliant. I love you so much. I'm so glad that you were able to do this. And,
are you throwing me out now?
No, you're staying here if you'll stay with us to play.
Do I have to?
You don't have to.
Okay.
Roger Craig Smith's going to jump in.
Yeah, he's really good at this.
No, if you would like to stay, because now we get to have a lot of fun where everybody here gets to become the voice actor.
I would love to do that.
It's really, really cool.
Do I get to judge them?
Yes, partially. No, it's awesome. No. But we do want to invite somebody to the stage who helps us out here. If Mr. Joe Woes will come up and join us. Woo! Joe is an absolutely phenomenal artist who you probably know who gave us Charlie the Starkist Tuna. It's the coolest thing in the world. And Joe is going to draw incredibly quickly, and then you're all going to line up here at the microphone, and you're not going to know who you're going to voice until it pops up on the screen, right here. So we get to play, which is a lot of fun. So if everybody wants to, some people want to step up to the mic, whoever wants to play here. Oh.
He's drawing me like one of his French girls. Wow. I didn't know I looked like that naked.
That was me. That was my costume at Wheezy's. All right, we ready?
That's amazing.
So here we go. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Now remember, we're going quick. Can't think. We got to jump. Ready? Here's first one.
I'm a donkey!
Wow.
Wow.
Wow. Did that come out of your mouth? That's amazing.
I got nothing.
That was amazing.
Normally I say something, but I got nothing after that.
That's the weirdest thing I've ever heard come out of a man's...
Yeah.
Congratulations on that.
It wasn't in my mouth, but it was something.
That was just pretty impressive.
I usually have to be lactating to make that noise. I just have to say.
I got nothing. Congratulations. You win.
That was...
Thank you.
Everybody else can just sit down. All right, here we go. Thank you very much.
Are you just making these up?
Yeah, I'm making them up as we go.
He makes them up as we go. Wow. That's the thing that's amazing.
How do I follow that up?
Exactly. Right, and now it's now the monkeys that come on. There were monkeys that rode bikes that came on after the Beatles on the Ed Sullivan Show.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that? Yeah. You're not them. You're awesome. We talked yesterday, and you're going to nail it. Ready?
Yep.
Here we go.
I left my little umbrella on the ground there. Could you help pick that up for me? It's hard to see. My eyes are sevens.
My eyes are sevens.
I was born with a rare genetic disorder that makes my eyes number sometimes.
That's awesome. What's your name, sir?
My name is Dinkelspiel.
Dinkle.
I also forget my name sometimes.
Okay. Hey, Steve.
Yes.
Very quickly. What would this guy sound like if you did him? I love putting the guests on the spot, too.
Saturday night at the con is not treating me well.
Nice. Thank you. Yes. This is fun because the faster we go through them, I used to watch Joe is just like. Ready?
Amazing.
Here we go.
There's no chewing gum in my class! If you don't stop that, I'm going to put this ruler where light will never see it for a century!
Nice! You know what it sounded like at the beginning? It sounded like the voice in the Pink Floyd, The Wall. If you don't eat your meat,
that's
you
where
can't
that came
have
from.
Any pudding! How can you have any pudding if you don't eat your meat?
Oh my God. Oh, here's another one. I'm failing. There we go.
Oh, here we go. You ready?
So ready.
This is going to be great.
Oh, God. Aww. Oh, well, my name is Buster, and I'm just wandering around this here con, and I just can't find my carrot.
That's amazing. This is great. The only thing going through my head was, my eyes are zeros. Ready?
Oh, that sounds terrifying.
It's going to be terrifying. Awful.
I got one for that, too.
Ready? Here we go.
Well, I'm gonna go take over that village over there, and then I'm gonna go take a nap.
Wait, did you say you had one?
I got something for that.
What do you got?
This is what happens when Roger Craig Smith kisses you on the lips.
Yeah.
I'm never letting up. Never.
I have to say, very quickly, so Roger came to the con yesterday, and he put on a cosplay, and I got to see this video. It was the most wonderful thing in the world. And he stood and waited in line for Steve with a mask on, and he walks up, and there's Steve being very nice to him, and he says, you know, is it possible? Can I get an autograph? Can I do this? With the mask on and doing a different voice. And so Steve, he goes, yeah, can we take a picture? And then you see Roger stand next to Steve. Steve's looking right at the camera. And he lifts up his mask and he does this behind Steve. And then he puts the mask back down. And he goes and he shows Steve the picture. He's like, oh my God! It was great. It was a great punk. It really was.
I can't say out loud what the word was that came out of me at that moment.
Wheezy.
Oh, wheezy, yeah. It was cheapest, crappiest costume I've ever seen, too. But he changed his whole body structure. I don't know how he did it. He inverted himself.
He acted, Steve. He knew he was acting. That's the difference.
That's what it is.
That's what it is.
That's a real actor right there.
That's how you know.
Oh, my God.
Are you ready?
You sure?
Yes.
Here we go. What's your name, by the way?
My name's Darren.
I should have asked everybody's names before, so we're just going to say everyone before was Mark, Steve, Mitch, and Connie.
Yeah. Nice. Shout them out all at once.
Shout them out.
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Hey, how does everyone like my monster cosplay? I'm supposed to be a princess, though, but no one seems to get it.
I like that. That was great. Yes.
And his nose is a number.
My nose is an upside down E.
Yes. Or sideways 3, which is how I'm feeling right now.
Oh, this is fun.
Wow.
Oh, I already have one in my head for this.
Do you?
I love when they just pop into your head. You get that a lot where you'll get a character in front of you and it pops
in
your head.
It's literally the only thing I know how to do.
Really?
Literally.
It's that fast. Does it happen that fast most of the time?
Yeah.
That's great. Yeah. Ready?
It's involuntary.
What's Ready? Your name?
Brandon.
All right, Brandon, here we go.
Ooh, hello. Welcome to my bar. I have so many drinks and elixirs and potions to make.
That's kind of what I had, too. That's great. We did. We all saw it. We all heard the same kind of thing.
Except without the teeth moving.
He's got the teeth moving. Like, oh, try the 1972 duster.
Like he's selling you a car. Yeah, exactly. Love that.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Every family has skeletons in their closet. Mine certainly does. Ones that go back 100 years and reach thousands of miles back to our hometown in Sicily. Ever since I can remember, my relatives told the story of my great-great-grandmother who was killed by the mafia. I'm Joe Piazza, and in my new podcast, I'm taking on a generational vendetta, visiting the scene of the crime, confronting mafia experts, tracking down Italian officials, and even consulting mediums to set the record straight on my great-great-grandmother's mysterious disappearance. And in between the fact-finding missions, I'll be drinking a lot of wine and eating all of the pasta. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello. From Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. This month, we're bringing you the stories of disappearing acts. There's the 17th century fraudster who convinced men she was a German princess, the 1950s folk singer who literally drove off into the sunset and was never heard from again, the First Nations activist whose kidnapping and murder ignited decades of discourse about Indigenous women's disappearances, and the young daughter of a Russian czar whose legendary escape led to even more intrigue and speculation. These stories make us consider what it means to disappear and why a woman might even want to make herself scarce. Listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
How often do you, when you see a character, do you play against type? Where like you'll see it and the voice will pop in your head and go, you know, I'm going to do something exactly the opposite of what just happened.
I try to do that as much as possible, most of the time they don't let us.
Yeah,
you know? Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, but I always have a second version of it in my head. And sometimes I'll record it and they get really mad at me because I take up time to do that. I got another idea. No, he's an 85-year-old man. Why are you doing a 4-year-old girl? That just doesn't make any sense.
I love that, though. By the way, they make him audition for everything, and they get really mad at him when he records stuff. Voiceover isn't all like this. People just don't like Steve.
Yeah, that's true.
when you join us, the winner joins us for the Super Awesome Contest to become the next big voice actor.
Yep.
It's going to be a great world. Don't worry. Don't worry about
it. Just be nicer than me. That helps.
Yeah, be nicer than Steve. Can't do that. Oh, this is fun.
These are magical.
Right? Are you ready?
Yep.
What's your name?
Dino.
Dino?
Yep.
Here you go, Dino. Ready?
You got it.
Does anyone have some Aveeno? My skin is all clammy in here.
That's amazing. Everybody is so good, and they bring their own thing to the table.
Completely different.
And no rehearsal. That's the thing I also love, is it's all instantaneous and no rehearsal, which is just great.
Beautiful. Oh, here.
Ready? Here's a fun one. What's your name?
Robin.
Robin, here we go. Ready?
Has anyone seen my friend? He's kind of tall. He's in a cosplay. He kind of looks like a Mandalorian. His name's Craig.
Trying to find your cosplay friend, Robin. I love it. That's great. These are so much fun. What's your name?
Felix, and now I'm terrified by the reaction.
And you're all confident until you see Steve going like, oh, man.
Yeah, good luck with that one.
It's going to be fun. Oh, yeah. Ready?
Oh, yeah. I can't believe I got this like 5 minutes ago, and now it's gone. I thought it would be over my head and be okay, but my horn hit it.
Aww. You popped it with your own horn.
Yeah.
I didn't even think about that. That's so sad.
It's because you've led a privileged life.
Yes, exactly. That's so sad.
Most of us have popped it with our own horn, pal.
Oh,
sorry.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi.
How are you? I've known you forever. What's your name?
Ava.
Ava. We all know that. Ready, Ava? Oh, this one's fun.
With my mom! Where's my mom? I lost my mom! Help! I'm lost!
Man!
I'm never going to work again. This is too
good. I know, right? This is why I am convinced we are going to be able to find an incredible voice actor that's going to be able to join us.
Yes.
You know, on the team. It's
going
to be awesome.
Replace me so I can get some rest.
Exactly. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, the next Wolverine.
That was the one.
That was the one. Yeah, what's your name?
Martin.
Martin. Ready?
Not in a little bit.
Oh, no.
It looks like Joe.
Getting a little lazy.
Am I wrong? Am I wrong? It looks like Joe.
Has anyone seen my friend Brendan? Late for battle, and he fired his weapon. Probably need it in a minute, just a little bit.
My Brendan. Friend's heading for battle and forgot his weapon.
You forgot your sword, Brendan.
Oh, man. Nice.
Sounded just like me, too.
It sounded just like Joe, too.
Exactly like
that's
oh
awesome.
My God.
Has anyone seen my friend? He forgot his weapon.
That's great.
Aw. Ready?
Yeah.
What's your name?
John.
All right, John.
You look oddly familiar.
Yeah.
Well, I was just in my Apple, but then I popped out to see if there was anyone around, but nothing much.
Oh my God.
Everybody was so good. Anybody else stepping up? Anybody? No? All right.
Roger.
I have a question for you. Yeah, Roger. No, Roger's like, I'm not coming up. I'm not going.
I'm not
I have working. A question for you, Steve.
Yes.
What would the apple sound like?
Well. Everything I can think of is not appropriate for this room.
Oh, geez. Wait a second. Oh, geez.
Sibilance.
I'm Wolverine.
That's it. Roger Craig Smith,
Roger
ladies
Craig
and gentlemen.
Smith, everybody. Steve, so what was it like when you used to play Wolverine and now it belongs to somebody else? Roger's just nailed that.
You know, it was a good run, and I think we're in pretty good hands, I think, as long as he wears pants to his sessions.
So. Why would he start now?
No, he really shouldn't. I've gotten used to him exactly the way he is.
By the way, we have a little bit of time left, so not let you off the hook. What does the apple sound like, Steve?
I grew a hole in a very strange place.
and something's coming out of it. And I don't think it's Macor.
Oh, God. That worked. Yeah. It worked. Jeez. Unbelievable. So this is my favorite question to ask a voiceover actor because they can't answer it 99% of the time. What have you been working on and what can we see that's coming out?
This is it. This is all I have. Literally, I have no where
I love that
to
asking
go.
Voiceover. They're like, I have 93 things, but I can't tell you about any of them.
No, I can't tell you about most of them.
Yeah.
There's a show. I did and it's an on-camera show that I did a voice for Disney called Villains of Valley View.
Oh, okay.
And I play this character called Onyx, the bad guy in the show.
Oh, that's cool.
I had no idea what I was working on when I did it, and it's really fun to
now, is it really on camera? Because for some reason you
I'm not
made air
camera.
Quotes, and I don't understand what that
means. Well, because there is an actor on camera who
oh,
does
okay,
it.
Gotcha.
I just voice it after the fact.
You often say that to me. You're like, Will, you're an on-camera
actor.
Camera.
I do say that to
like,
you.
What does
that
mean?
That's a whole
mean?
Different connotation. Well, no, it's just I don't do a lot of characters that are live action.
Yeah.
Unless, you know, it's background voices for movies and things like that. But for TV shows, I really haven't done that before. So it was kind of fun to step in and work, especially on a kid's show that is popular for a demographic that I normally don't
right.
tap into. It,
right.
it was just kind of fun to do something a little bit different. So
do you want to do on-camera work?
Nope. No desire at
none?
All.
None?
None.
So somebody
none.
Comes up to you and says, man, I got this great movie. I want you to come and be, you know, come star in it, be the funny guy with me.
Nope.
You'd say no.
I would say no because
wow.
I am too lazy. And I am, seriously, I am too lazy
to
memorize.
I love the honesty behind it. It's not like I'd be scared of it. Nope, too lazy.
I am. I'm really lazy. I don't like memorization. I'm singing in a choir right now. And I'm living in Hawaii and I'm singing in this community choir with 80-year-olds. They want me to memorize like three lines because we're doing a little Christmas production, and I'm struggling doing that because I haven't done it in so many years. So
there are so many things about the last sentence you just said that I want to unpack. I'm singing in a choir in Hawaii with 80-year-olds.
Yes.
And they want me to memorize three lines and I'm having trouble. I don't know where to start. I'll be honest with you.
That's really all there is.
Oh my! Well, thank you for coming and joining us. Yeah. You got roped into
I
it, really,
no,
by
well,
Mary.
Well, we have friends there. Mary's father is a very fine singer. He sang
okay.
with a cappella groups.
Well, Mary
years.
Is an incredible.
Mary's
singer.
An amazing
yeah,
professional
singer.
Yeah. yeah, and he sang with this a cappella group from Princeton. They've been doing it for years and years and years.
Did
and
they
years.
Have a cool name like Chock Full of Notes?
They there are lots of them like that.
There
they're,
are.
They're called the Nassoons.
The Nassoons.
The Nassoons.
Okay.
Yeah.
I love that. They always have the best. Yeah.
And they performed all over the world. And one of his really good a cappella mates, who's he's been singing with for 40, 50 years, happens to be our neighbor in Hawaii. He introduced us to him and they asked us to come and sing in the choir with them. And I haven't done that in 45 years, so I thought that would be a fun challenge.
That's
and
really cool.
Sight singing and everything. Everybody's really good. So it's a,
like that,
it's a great
I
challenge.
Can we see that anywhere? Is there a YouTube
nope,
video
I'm not
of that
telling
anywhere?
You about it.
That
we did
I
our,
wanna see.
We did our first concert last year and it was show tunes and I'm not a big theater fan and like musical theater fan and
I'm not either.
Oh God. It was a struggle. Well, if you have never seen octogenarians singing rah rah the Gaga thing, oh
really?
Yeah. I want your what was it? I want your ugly, I want your disease. You see 85-year-olds trying to make sense out of that. It was fantastic. Just being a fly on the wall was good enough to do that.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
Well, where can everybody find you? Social media is all that kind of stuff.
I'm on at BloomSpew on Twitter until it crashes. same thing on Instagram. You can also find us at BloomVoxStudios.com, where we teach voiceover. Will was one of our guest teachers on that, by the way.
That was a bad week for the students.
We have a free master class there, so if you're interested in voiceover, go to BloomVoxStudios.com or stop by our table, and we have a free masterclass that will kind of orient you on how voiceover actually works and see if what we're offering is something that you guys might be interested in. If not, we'll guide you in the right direction.
It is so worth it. It is phenomenal. If this is something you're thinking about doing, you can do no better than this man right here guiding you through it. It really is absolutely phenomenal.
Well, you can do better, but...
No, but not for the price.
Probably won't.
Not for the price.
Yeah, not for the price. Yeah, I'm cheap. Pizza and pole dancing.
No, really.
Yeah. It always devolves to that, doesn't it?
It does. I'm just remembering those nights at Wheezy's. Crazy, crazy, crazy. Thank you so much for joining us. Go see Steve at his table. Go watch everything he's been in because he's phenomenal.
Thank you.
Unbelievable.
I love you so much. Thank you for lowering your standards enough to have me here.
Again, you were just thrown a thrust on me.
Royalty, so. My God.
This is everybody, that's Joe Woes, everybody. Amazing. Amazing. I mean.
Well, I'm going to let everybody. I have a TV show on PBS called Cartoon Academy. A new season just dropped, and we won 2 Emmys for the show. So,
multiple Emmy Award
check it out,
winner.
Cartoon Academy.
Yeah. And you have your books out, too? And
yeah, I have my latest book is called Amazing Peanuts, which features Charlie Brown, Snoopy, and the whole gang. I was actually just up at the Charles M. Schultz Museum for Schultz's 100th birthday. And check it out.
I have a new book coming out.
And Thursday nights I'm performing at Wheezy's. So
yes, exactly. Which is great. He's the Thursday night lineup. I have a new book coming out. It's called Great Peanuts, and it's just pictures of peanuts. That's all it is. So it's not as good a book as yours, Joe. But thank you once again for joining us.
Anytime.
I appreciate that. And everybody, don't forget the super awesome contest to become the next voice actor. So like I said, you get a year-long contract with an agent. You get flown out to Los Angeles. You win $1,000. But there are some other prizes that I'm not allowed to talk about yet, which are awesome.
VIP passes for Wheezy?
No. Trust me, the VIP section isn't better than the regular section at Wheezy.
I'm in the VIP section.
Yeah, exactly.
I just want to say I am so proud of all of you who got up and did this. That is so brave.
Isn't it amazing?
To do. Well done, you guys.
Stepping up to the mic. Yep. With that, now having no idea what they're going to voice,
amazing.
No idea what they're going to see in front of a whole bunch of people, it takes some serious guts.
On a Sunday morning.
Yeah. It is the coolest thing ever. Wow. So thank you, everybody, for joining us. Thank you, Steve. Thank you, Joe, everybody, for joining us up here. And thanks for listening to I Hear Voices. We're wrapping it up for myself and for Christy, who could not be here. We thank you all for joining us. And remember, if you think you got what it takes to step up to the mic, then put your voices where your mouth is. Thanks, everybody.
Wow.
I Hear Voices is hosted by Will Friedle and Christy Carlson Romano. Executive produced by Will Friedle, Brendan Rooney, Amy Sugarman, and Vicky Ernst Chang. Our executive in charge of production is Danielle Romo. Our producer is Lorraine Virouez, and our editor/engineer is Brian Burton. And that was my announcer voice.
Some side effects of listening to I Hear Voices are sore abs from hilarity, falling down the Coco Melon rabbit hole, sneezing due to mass nostalgia, and hugs.
Follow I Hear Voices wherever you listen to podcasts so you don't miss any of the amazing voices.
Be sure to follow us on Instagram and TikTok at I Hear Voices Podcast.
You can also check us out on MySpace, Omegle, Vine, LimeWire, AAM, and Napster.
Okay, well, let's teach you about the internet.
The who?
The hit movie Bob Marley One Love is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life of an icon who inspired generations with his message of love, peace, and unity. Rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.